Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Chris Walker, and today I'd like to present to you a little bit of a story about self-awareness. I've done 45 years of training in self-mastery to bring you this self-awareness information, so it comes with not an academic, but more a practical background. So there are a few, I think I want to start today with five things that are really important to help you have greater self-awareness. The first is, you need to have a religion. Now, that doesn't matter what sort of religion that is. It could be Christian, it could be Muslim, it could be Hindu, it could be Buddhist, whatever you want to do. My religion is nature, nature's laws, and the universal laws of nature. You could choose Stoicism, you could choose absolutely to have no religion at all, and that becomes your religion. The purpose of a religion is to give you structure. The purpose of a religion is to give you a belief pattern. The purpose of religion is to put order in chaos. Now, no matter which philosophy you follow, it's good for you to have a religion. And that's a very important thing. Many people throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, I don't want a religion. But it's good to replace your religion with a belief. And even the belief that you don't want a religion is a belief. But the most important thing about it, religion, is that it puts order in chaos. It helps you understand the world around you. And that becomes critical in self-awareness. The second one is regret. Regret is the greatest poison you can have. And the question you're going to have for that is, what is the antidote? Well, we can say that the antidote to regret is to live every day as if it was your last. But I don't think that's really true. I think live every day as if it were your last, but you wanted every day to leave an impression on the planet beyond your last day. And so therefore, there's a sense of longevity in your behavior in the day. And that means you're not just going for fun and laughter, which is the temptation if you hear the quote, live every day as if it were your last. It sounds like you go and snort cocaine or jump off mountains or do everything. But nobody remembers all those things you did. What they will remember is the things you contributed to the world. So live every day as if it were your last, but leave a lasting impression that will sustain itself beyond your last day. The next one is to remember that life is a negotiation. Your responses to life are your attitude to life. And this negotiation, you need to know how to deal with it, because most of it, you're negotiating with yourself. Should I or shouldn't I? Will I or won't I? Would I or wouldn't I? All the things that you talk about life, although you might externalize the negotiation as if it's somebody else you're negotiating with, ultimately it's with yourself. And you're the one's got to put your head on the pillow at night and rest with yourself and be at peace with yourself. If you have a religion, it'll explain what's going on. And as I said, that's number one. And most important thing, to have a way to explain the world around you. Two is to recognize that every day could be your last, and make sure you live it as if it's going to leave an imprint on the planet, and you want that to last way beyond your last day. The third one is to negotiate your responses to life. In other words, live every day and have a code by which you live so that you know how to negotiate. And negotiation wouldn't work if you didn't know what you wanted from every day of your life. The next one, number four, is everything that happens to you is caused by you. This fourth principle is that there are no victims. You are the cause. And that's a very powerful self-awareness, because it means you can change whatever you want to change. You can create whatever you want to create. And wherever you are, you wanted to be here. Now, this is a really tricky thing to get into your brain and to get through the memes of victimhood and that life's a bit of a fluke and there's a thing called luck. But I believe miracles happen, and the miracle is, if we think about it, we bring about it. We can take responsibility. The last one is the future. Choose it or lose it. What you want is really important, but be careful what you ask for. I'll finish with a story. 40 years ago, I went through a challenging period in my life and I said to the world, I want to be spiritual. Now, at that time, I had a wife, 3 children, my net worth was several million. We had a beautiful home. I had a beautiful business that was working in the field of environmental safety. And so I loved the work I did. I was an athlete. I was rowing in competition and doing really well. And there was absolutely nothing I needed, nothing. And it was profitable and happy. And I said, I want to be spiritual. And I really, really meant it. 1 year later, I had no wife. My children had sailed away on a yacht. My business, I had to sell because of my mental state. My money was all gone. My health was in the toilet. And I was bereft of everything. Even my self-worth and self-esteem had gone. But guess what? I became spiritual. I found out what it meant to strip yourself of everything, every last bastion of hope, every last bastion of self-definition, all my identity, everything I had attached to had gone. And I found out what it meant to be spiritual. So I guess the point of this is be careful what you ask for. Maybe I needed to put in some as long as in that statement of I want to be spiritual, as long as. But if I had done that, it would have taken me 45 years. I still would be working on becoming spiritual. But as it was, it took 3 or 4 years and I really found out what it meant to be a soul, to be a heart on this planet without any attachment or disguise. So be careful what you ask for. You will get it. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.